Happy New Year to you and all your listeners, Richard.
Things are changing for you. It's a brand new year and a brand new start, really, in a few weeks' time, because you're moving on from the Post.
Yeah, I can't believe it. I've done 2.5 years here, and I've lived here with my family and loved it. Loved all the shot. Surprised me, actually, but I've really enjoyed it. We all have. We leave here at the end of January, 22nd of January. I hand over my brigade to Brigadier Phil Kimber, and I'm moving back to the Army headquarters to be a staff officer.
So tell us a little bit about your new role, what you're going to be up to.
I'm not quite sure, but I've had an hour or two with my predecessor, and I'm going to be the Army inspector. I think what that means is I go round and look at different elements of the Army to see if it's working or not, and to make suggestions as to how it should be done better. So they need an old person like me who's been around a bit, with a bit of experience, to have a look and turn over a few stones.
Well, let's look back at your time as commander of 11 Infantry Brigade. How have you found it?
Well, I've loved it, Richard. I've absolutely loved it. Of course, the key thing has been people. And I've been privileged to command 5 fantastic battalions over the last year and a half. Before that, 7 Rifles was in 145 Brigade. But I think what I've really enjoyed is the team in my headquarters. And we've been through a massive change, big transformation. Everyone's had to really change the way they work, learn to prioritise, because there's so much to do. And I'm massively grateful to everyone who's been in the team here in Aldershot, in 145 and in Headquarters 11 Brigade.
And of course, it's a big area. You're not just based in Aldershot, you've got a big area you cover.
Yeah, we cover the southeast of England. So we're Buckinghamshire, Oxfordshire, Berkshire, Hampshire, Isle of Wight, Sussex, East and West Sussex and Kent. So it's a big old area. And we've got responsibilities as well for engagement. That's getting to know Southeast Asia. Last year, we had operations in Sierra Leone, in Mali and in Jordan. And this year, we're in a training year and we can expect to train again all over the place. Last year, we trained in Romania, Latvia, New Zealand, Brunei and Belize. And of course, in this country. And there's a lot of training taking place this year in Kenya. So we're pretty global now in 11 Brigade.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about highs and low points for you over the 2.5 years.
Well, the real high has been to take what was 145 Brigade, 145 South Brigade, and transform it into the first of the Army's adaptable force brigades, which has given it real teeth, turned it into a warfighting brigade, given us lots of wonderful regular battalions, and to make, as I say, the Army's first adaptable force brigade. And another high was to take elements of the headquarters off to Sierra Leone in support of the country's response to the Ebola outbreak, and that was a huge high. So that's the second one, and I think the third one, as I say, has been the privilege of commanding wonderful people and having a great team to support me here in Aldershot.
Any particular low points, or has it all just been good points for you?
I don't think there have been any lows. I think as we've been through the transition, this big, big change, we've all felt pretty tired. We've all felt, I think, we've been worked pretty hard, and I do recognise that people have, my message has always been, hold your nerve, it's going to be okay when we get through it. And I hope people are now feeling that we are through it. So perhaps it's just been that sort of period of change, but it's not a low. We're all optimistic and we're all glass half full.
So have you got a farewell message then to your 11 Infantry Brigade?
Well, thank you for the opportunity. Farewell message is to the team here in Aldershot and in Headquarters 11 Brigade, and to thank everyone for what they've done. And very, very good luck under their new, highly experienced brigade commander, Brigadier Phil. And to thank you to my very close personal team, and in particular to Sarah, who's been my PA.
Fantastic. Well, Brigadier Andrew Hughes, thank you for joining us today, and we wish you all the best in Andover.
Thank you very much indeed, Richard, and Happy New Year again.